This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and features that you'll find on the site completely free. With you tonight, it is Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray, did you get a haircut or something? What happened with you?
I did. I had a full beard, but I have there to play. I have to play Sherlock Holmes, or Sherlock Ohms, as I like to call him, and Jack in The Importance of Being Earnest. So I had to lose my beard. Leading men don't have beards.
I guess you're right about that. Usually the bad guy does, right?
Yeah, like you.
So lots of stuff to talk about. Bad people wearing their pants down around their crotch or wherever that is. The saggy pants ban. We teased this last night. We never got into the story. And then possible police hazing incident coming up, as well as a crackdown on some Times Square characters. Some folks wearing costumes and things like that. So all kinds of interesting things in the news. Of course, your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. You dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. And we'll take your calls about anything. You can also join us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Story from ABC News. A Florida city councilwoman tired of seeing young men walking the streets of Ocala with their underwear showing. Finally, convinced her fellow council members to put a stop to it after a five-year battle.
Man. This is an old battle. This story recycles, doesn't it?
Oh, it's come back time and time again. Not necessarily for the city of Ocala in this particular case, but in various different places, the saggy pants ban has been put into effect. And, you know, honestly, we don't get to hear the effects of it usually on Free Talk Live. I mean, we kind of rely on our listeners to submit content over at freetalklive.com. Otherwise, it's just, you know, me, Mark, and Johnny Ray doing show prep as we go throughout the day and finding what we happen to find. Finding follow-ups after a law like this, you know, gets passed is very difficult. If it gets challenged and is successfully overturned, we might see news about that. But I haven't seen that news. Are people being cracked down upon? What are the results of the law?
Right. I mean, it's clearly illegal, this law. But, so what? They don't care what the results of illegal laws are.
Well, why do you say it's illegal?
This, you can't do that in America. You can't tell people what they can wear on the streets and what they can't wear on the streets.
There's laws that say in some places that women can't be topless.
Yeah, I don't think that too many higher courts are going to say that this is constitutional. So that's my interpretation of it. My interpretation is that you can wear the pants you want to wear, even if it looks, silly to me. Also, what is underwear? What fabric is underwear?
There's various fabrics.
What defines underwear? There's lots of different fabrics that, so you're telling me I can walk down the street in pajamas, which...
Maybe not in Ocala, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but I've seen people out in their jammies, and I don't have that big of a problem with it, honestly. I mean, clearly I wouldn't recommend going to a job interview in them.
But Mark, there, in the past have been restrictions on beaches about what people can wear or how revealing the articles of clothing might be. Now, of course, in the case of the saggy pants, nobody can really argue that there's much being revealed in most of the instances because
sometimes
usually
there's anal clefts.
Sometimes. But usually what's being revealed is the underpants, being the boxers or what is on display.
A lot of these underpants, I mean, it seems crazy to me, but you can get underpants that cost, $15, $20, $25 a pair. No wonder people want to show them off.
Mary Sue Rich, a councilwoman for Ocala, was the driving force for the law, said Janine Robbins, public information officer for the city of Ocala. The ordinance passed July 15th in a unanimous vote. Not a single dissenter on the city of Ocala council. Makes it illegal to wear pants 2 inches below the natural waistline.
And where is this natural waistline? Does the cop... Is the cop the most qualified person in Ocala to figure out what a natural waistline is?
And are they equipped with rulers? And if not, will they be equipped with rulers?
Because I've read at some point in my life that a woman's waist is at her navel and a man's waist is an inch and a half below his navel. Is this true for 5 foot men? Is it also true for 6 foot five men?
Well, you better figure it out, Ocala, because the violators are facing a penalty of possible jail time and a fine of up to $500. Ordinance affects city-owned or leased property, including sidewalks, streets, and parks. So, pretty much wherever you are, unless it's on private property, they're going to come after you if you have... So supposedly, that's what they're suggesting here. Whether the police are going to be vigorous in their enforcement is another question.
They're going to be as vigorous as they feel like.
I'm touching my waistline right now, and I feel my waist bones. The tops of my waist bones are right underneath.
Hip bones or whatever.
Hip bones. What's that?
They're hip bones? Oh, I see.
I don't know what they are.
Is that your hips then instead of your waist?
Yes, my waist bones. That was a gag. They were just talking about my hip bones.
That's generally where I consider,
Yeah, there's no bones there, Mark.
Well, anyway, let's continue here. Sometimes fads come in and out. Some they go out, but but this one, to me, just seems to be getting worse. Councilwoman Rich, the hero, told ABC News, I'm just tired of looking at young men's underwear. It's just disrespectful. Rich.
Well, okay, so this is revealing. She feels disrespected by the clothing that other people wear.
Well, duh. I mean, why do you think she's making moves to ban other people's clothing?
It's not like it says, I disrespect Edith across the back of this guy.
Mary Sue.
I disrespect Mary Sue across this guy's butt. It's just the way they choose to wear their pants. Like, she needs some counseling.
Oh, and here's an additional little detail about her. Mary Sue Rich is a retired probation senior supervisor for the Florida Department of Corrections. So it's most likely that she spent her career looking at individuals who tend toward this particular clothing persuasion.
Oh, and she spent her career telling people, where's your belt? Pull your pants up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, she's a correctional officer. She can do that and has done it.
Well, she was a senior supervisor of the probation department.
Fine. I mean, it's all the same stuff. She gets to order people around. She's just mad that she doesn't get to order these kids around.
She said, well, now she does, apparently.
Well,
she's successful.
Here's what. As far as I'm concerned, this is fine and dandy. Mary Sue should have to pay for the lawsuit, the lawsuit that Ocala is going to incur on this. And if she loses, not only does she have to pay the, both sides, in my opinion, Mary Sue, not the city of Ocala, but she should also have to do every day in jail and pay every fine that anybody had leveled against them.
What about the other city councilors who all voted for this?
I understand. I'm with you.
Unanimous.
I think that they should get, she should get 50%. They should each get another 10.
Then this will be a wonderful world, Mark, that you're describing.
Right. Politicians that are actually responsible for their stinking actions.
Yeah, it'd be nice if that could happen. I don't know. Maybe we'll see it happen here in New Hampshire if somebody can somehow get that kind of a bill through. It would be difficult, though, because all of the politicians and bureaucrats
to be responsible for their actions.
Yeah, they're going to come out and they're going to testify against that. They're going to give all kinds of reasons why they have to have what's called immunity from responsibility.
This would stifle irresponsible legislation.
Right. But even if they would just stop, that would be fine. They don't have to
stop making new legislation?
Yes.
They're clearly not going to do that. They have no responsibility for their actions. People who have no responsibility for their actions are historically very bad at stopping doing their irresponsible stuff.
Mm. You know, Johnny Ray, I know you hate the political system, and I find it to be a despicable thing as well, but I see that New Hampshire has the possibility for shoring up against bad laws and stopping them from even coming into play in the first place and repealing existing bad laws. It's possible here to actually write your own proposed legislation and get it to a state representative and at the very least have it introduced, have the discussion had, because every piece of legislation in New Hampshire has to be discussed at a public hearing.
So, are you really one of these sorts that doesn't want to see, people work within the legislative system? Is that true?
That's a powerful statement. We'll go with yes.
Okay.
Let's come back with more.
I have a question, and that question
hold,
is...
Hold the question. We'll get back to that here. You can query Johnny Ray in moments. And also, you are welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the saggy pants ban. It's happening. Voted unanimously. We've got some more info on it coming up here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. More on the saggy pants ban. This isn't proposed. This has been passed unanimously in the city of Ocala. Violators will be facing a possible jail time and a fine of up to $500. It affects all city-owned property, including sidewalks, streets, and parks. And if you are caught with pants 2 inches below the natural waistline, you could be under arrest. We'll give you more information about it here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE and Skype us at username lrn.fm. You know, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, you should look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall. So you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. Over at modup.net, it's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower than the in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. At modup.net, they ensure purity and potency is consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net does support the Bitcoin community. In fact, you get a 33% discount when you pay with Bitcoin at modup.net. And use code FTL if whether you're paying with Bitcoin or not. With something else, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order with code FTL at modup.net. World-class service at a great price. And don't forget code FTL at modup.net for modafinil. So we're back to it. We're going to dig in further into the story here in a moment about the saggy pants ban. But, Mark, you had a question for Johnny Ray, because I proposed earlier that the Free State Project was a good solution to stopping bad laws like this from happening, this ban on saggy pants, trying to control people's dress, mode of dress. And you know, I think that even though the politics system is awful, it actually is workable here in New Hampshire. I suspect that's what your question is going to be related to, but go ahead.
Yeah, so Johnny Ray essentially said that you know, his solution to the problem of bad legislation was to not work within the legislative process. Does that sound something like, am I in the ballpark here, Johnny Ray?
The problem with bad legislation is to not work within the legislative process.
You would agree that we have bad legislation here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the solution is to do something else besides running in campaigns for your favorite guy, or running for office yourself, or going to vote for people that you think are better than the tyrants,
or asking the politicians to, you know, pass a certain law, talking to your politicians, that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like I think that that's the greatest solution in the world. I certainly believe that it's an inefficient solution, but you know, I guess my question would be, if this was you, if you were walking down the streets of Ocala and had the urge to show off your underpants by having your waist dip somehow more than 2 inches below the natural waistline, the waist of your pants, and you got nabbed for this, potentially jail and a $500 fine, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so they toss your butt in jail over this, let's just say, and you're sitting in there and you think to yourself, well, how am I going to handle this? How are you going to handle that?
I'm sitting in a jail cell?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, because, well, you see, the solution you have sounds a lot like, screw them, that's not my problem, to me.
I think that the political process is polluting. It's tough to say that about a guy like Mark Warden, who every time his name is mentioned, I talk about what a ray of sunshine he is.
He's the Porcupine real estate agent.
Yes. He's also the legislator of the year at least one time.
Twice.
Twice by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So, you know, a singular politician. There aren't too many like him.
I have a real dogmatic view of the question, and like I say, I think that the state is an evil institution, and the polling places are component parts of the state, and you should stay away from them because of that reason and that reason alone.
Yeah, but it doesn't really answer the question, what are you going to do?
If I'm sitting in jail, there's I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, I guess, you know, I mean, what do you want from people? How do you want them to help you solve the problem? Because to me, if you've got bad legislation, there's not much you can do in the short term except try to get rid of the bad legislation. The way that we do that is the legislative process.
If I was nabbed for it and I still had my day in court, my day in court was still ahead of me, then I would take that. I would take that opportunity to talk to the judge. Because I think judges really have something going for them, and they can be spoken to.
Everyone I've ever talked to says, hey, the courtroom isn't the place to talk about whether a law is a good law or not. Yeah. You should talk to your legislator.
I saw it today. I was at the trial for Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host, and I think we're going to hold off probably on talking about that in detail until Friday when he'll actually be here.
Makes sense.
But, I was there today, and Judge Ed Burke was sitting in the court as normal, at Keene District Court, and, you know, it's difficult to bring the Constitution up. The Constitution doesn't apply in the case because, well,
the Constitution is the law.
The judge is only there to determine whether or not you have violated the ordinance or the statute. That's all. If you have a constitutional argument, you can make it in closing, and then, of course, you'll be, you know, the Constitution won't factor into what the judge decides, and if you want, you could then appeal to the Supreme Court, and that's at least how it works in New Hampshire. Your mileage may vary locally. But, you know, they're not really interested in hearing any kind of principled arguments. All that judge is going to do is he's going to, you know, take the evidence in from the officer. Officer's going to sit up on the stand. Officer's going to testify. They've worked for the police department for 10 years, and they're law enforcement officer, and they saw you, sir, with your pants hanging down below your waist. In fact, when they saw you, they stopped you, pulled out their ruler. They measured the 2 inches. It was 3 inches. You are clearly in violation. All of this is indicated. The officer has testified to it on the stand. Your argument is invalid. You clearly violated this ordinance.
Right. Some officious, nosy politicians have written a law, and of course we all have to obey it.
Yeah. Yep. And you're right. That happens time and time again.
And that's what would happen to you if you were busted.
This is why I think
I would like to make a distinction between a couple of things.
Okay.
When you've been nabbed for a crime, a quote unquote crime, an ordinance violation, whatever.
Okay, so not possibly a non-crime.
Yes, if I was nabbed by this, for example, in Ocala? No.
Yes, Ocala, Florida.
Okay, if I was nabbed for this, then that would be a different situation than me deciding whether or not I'm going out to vote because an agent has accosted me, and that is a different kind of a thing.
Right.
So
when the law hits the rubber hits the road there, rather than stopping it before the car gets the screaming mad truck of bad legislation gets flying down the highway, you wait until it smacks you into the ditch.
So I do what I do then because I can't do anything else.
Indeed.
You know, I have to do something.
You're forced into the position. Yeah,
and my question to you is this. If I don't believe in the legislative process, there's probably good reason I don't believe in the judicial process. I can assure you of that. So should I then just say, you know what, let's assume you get a jury trial here. I'll just not go to my jury trial. I know Johnny Ray's there and he's facing charges for some really stupid crap, but just not going to be a juror there.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. We've talked with Johnny Ray.
Oh, you got to register to vote to be a juror, too.
Yeah, well, you have a driver's license also in New Hampshire. Johnny Ray, would you serve on a jury? I want to get an answer from you there. I don't think we've talked about that with Johnny Ray, because we certainly have talked about voting and working inside the system. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username LRN.FM. We started out talking about the saggy pants ban. It's looks like it's happening. Voted unanimously in the city of Ocala, Florida. We'll continue. There's more detail on that. More, I think, quotes from the woman who sponsored the legislation. But it has also led into a larger conversation about working inside the system or not, as Johnny Ray would have it. He is very anti-working inside the system. And I have to say, there's a warm spot in my heart for that, Johnny Ray. I get it. It's terrible going to the State House, having to sit around and just do a lot of waiting and then maybe get to testify, feel like you've been ignored, and, you know, do it all over again the next year in the hopes that maybe then whatever it is you're trying to pass, like marijuana decrim, will pass. And in the case of the marijuana thing, medical has passed in New Hampshire. It's the weakest, most pathetic excuse for a medical marijuana program, but it's passed.
In what way? Because I don't know it well at all.
And it could be improved over time. It's a step in the right direction. In what way is it weak?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
So the New Hampshire, and I don't know if it's the weakest. It's just pretty pathetic.
Darn weak.
It's not as good, nowhere near as good as California, for instance. But there's no home grow allowed. The home grow was taken out, meaning that the patients in a lot of places like California can grow their own cannabis. Not in New Hampshire. That was removed because the governor said she would not sign the legislation unless that provision was removed. That's probably one of the biggies. The other is there's only four dispensaries that I think are going to be some kind of, I don't know if the state is going to operate them or if the state's just going to put their seal of approval on them, but they're limiting the number of dispensaries. In a lot of places, there's not a limit to the number of dispensaries. So those are a couple things. Another one is the list of covered issues that one could be prescribed marijuana for. Some would argue it's kind of on the conservative side. Others would say that maybe there's a loophole in there. So that one's yet to really be seen as to how it's going to actually play out. It's slow in implementation. The cards aren't available yet.
It's been 18 months.
It's been a year and a half, yeah, at this point. And it's bad. I mean, it's not the best, but it's still a step in the right direction. And that step would not have happened if it hadn't been for all the efforts of these folks, good people, who went down, many of them, some of them crippled. There's one guy who's, like, completely paralyzed in a chair. In fact, he's so bad off now he can't come down to the state house. But he came down for, like, 10 years to testify from his chair device. Body moving. It's not really a wheelchair because he can't move himself. You know, he's got to move it with, I don't know if it's his tongue or whatever he does, but he's pretty paralyzed. Anyway, you know, really persuasive people like that coming down and finally convincing these politicians after a decade to do something that was semi the right thing. It's frustrating as hell. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this guy's going to die very soon. And it's a surprise that he didn't die before the medical marijuana program. I mean, he may even die before it's implemented at this point. But nonetheless, he took the time. He put it in and there were results. I mean, that could result, Johnny Ray, in people who are crippled or sick not being arrested in the future. Isn't that worth the effort? Even though it was a tremendous level of effort, isn't it worth it?
You're assuming that it happened only because of the efforts of these people who came to the Capitol and testified and so forth and so on.
Well, it also happened thanks to the efforts of the state representatives who proposed it and also argued for it and testified in favor of it as well.
It would seem inarguable that it happened when it happened due to the efforts of those people. I do think that politics tends to trail, be a sort of a trailing indicator of sort of the public zeitgeist.
Yes, I think that it happened in large measure because the prevailing opinion on the subject is that marijuana should be legal. Everybody knows that. We've known it for a long time. And they finally kind of got with the times. And I think all you need to do is change the culture.
But they didn't do it on their own volition. And I agree with you that the culture does need to change and that politics follows behind it by, in some cases, decades. That's all true. But if nobody put it forward, if nobody, you know, if everybody just sat back and, you know, took the Johnny Ray approach and did nothing, then it never would have been brought forth. No one ever would have proposed it.
If everybody sat back and did the Johnny Ray approach, they would be desperate for attention and they would do things that they thought we wanted.
Yeah, you really did fall into this trap, by the way.
What trap?
You said if everybody did. And the fact is, everybody is going to
do something.
But everybody's not going to do anything.
Right. I didn't mean to suggest everybody actually would do something.
I understand. You know, so that's the one thing that the people who want to ignore the political system have is the, well, if everybody did such and such.
They won't, though, yeah.
Right, but they won't. And so let's stop talking about fantasy worlds where people, the fact is that people that disagree with you, Johnny Ray, are going to go to the Capitol, and they're going to pay off politicians, they're going to buy lobbyists, they're going to threaten, they're going to cajole, they're going to get pictures of mistresses, they're going to do whatever it takes.
The cops are going to go to keep prohibition around.
Right.
You can damn well count on that.
Unions, they're going to extract money.
The state and the statists are pragmatic. I'm going to go back to that Dan Sanchez article. There's always going to be statists who, if they witness a libertarian culture in their country, they're going to effect libertarian policies in their governments, whether they are really truly on board with it or not. You don't need real libertarians soil themselves.
What you need to do is have real libertarians talk to those real politicians. That happens in New Hampshire. Here, there are stories. You can talk to people who will tell you that they started talking to representatives such and such in 2004 when they moved here. And then in 2008, they helped representative such and such change their mind on the marijuana issue. And I'm just picking this one issue, but there are examples of people. Dennis Goddard will call in and he'll tell you about how this has happened, where people have created a relationship. People who are liberty-minded activists have created relationships with some of these state representatives and found the friendlier ones, and you know, even changed the minds of some who weren't on board with these ideas. It wasn't like a bunch of new people got elected, although that does happen a lot here in New Hampshire because you don't get paid more than $100 a year generally to be a state representative. But my point being that it was the efforts of these people directly in the state house and just around the state house, just talking to these folks outside of the state house, you know, the meeting room, outside of the meeting room, in the hallway, having discussions with these people, seeing them on the streets, talking to them there, going out to lunch with them. I mean, this is networking, and it works here in New Hampshire. It doesn't work in a lot of other places. You can't talk to state reps in, you know, New York State or California or Florida. But
49 states in the union have a lawyer industrial complex occupying their state house.
I realize
Go ahead, Mark.
You might say it doesn't. Go ahead.
I'm all for talking to people, any people.
Okay.
You don't have to talk to them on government property.
Not that's true, but aren't you essentially doing the same thing if you see them at a party and you hit them up with some new ideas? Hold that thought. Let's go to Glenn in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Glenn. I realize I still have to get to the jury duty question because we didn't get to that. Glenn, are you with us in Philly?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Infrequent listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Boy, it's just so refreshing in a world of 7 billion people where 150,000 people die every day and we have wars raging and disease and plagues and all kinds of other really scary, important things going on. I hear you guys stepping up to defend the rights of immature, narcissistic, underachieving, defiant, slackers who live in mommy and daddy's basement and don't really do anything productive. And
are you referring to saggy pants wearers, sir?
With their pants.
I was just trying to clarify that you were talking about saggy pants people.
Yes, immature, underachieving, defiant, narcissistic, slackers.
So are you saying you think they should be put in jail? Do you think people should be put in jail for wearing saggy pants?
I think they should have had their butt smacked when they were younger and learned how to be mature, useful.
All right, but now they are wearing saggy pants, so what do you do about it, Glenn? Hang on, we'll bring it back if you have more comments.
Grumpy old 40-year-old said the same thing about Glenn's style when he was a teenager.
We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and enjoy it for free.
Survival Training School of California. Now, if you like the outdoors, if you think you've got what it takes, this is the survival training school to go to, because there's no accreditation when it comes to survival schools. It's really just based on, you know, how good the information is that they give you. And the Survival Training School of California is fully insured from the American Safety and Health Institute Certified Training Center for Emergency Wilderness Medicine. They've trained three branches of U.S. military, including the United States Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center. Now, consider that for a second. The United States Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center thought that the Survival Training School of California was worth sending their Marines to. Maybe it's good enough for you. They trained the California Department of Justice. They've got year-round all-weather field training. Actually, they're one of only a small handful of schools to offer pocket knife-only field courses. And many times, the people who need survival training are ones, they're just day hikers, people that are really just out with a pocket knife. Also, they have courses on how to live entirely off the land, including in Alaska. They're the only school that offers the Alaskan training in the winter. Students have come from as far as the Netherlands, Canada, Spain, China, South Africa. They've got students that have flown over 3,000 miles for a single weekend of training with them. Their instructor, Thomas Coyne, is has just an incredible list of accreditation. So please, if you're interested in getting some survival training, they have a August 10th class in Alaska on how to build a log cabin from scratch. It's Survival Training School of California.
website?
Well, you know, the sheet that I've got right here, for whatever reason, I had printed it up, and it doesn't have the website, and I'm going to have to give it to you in a second, because it's really tricky. There is a there's a site out there that that kind of mimics them, so I had the website and the telephone number on the sheet, but this is the old sheet that doesn't have it. I'm really sorry.
I think you had said it was CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, but I hope that's not the mimic. I thought that's what you said last night.
Mark. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to type it in, and it's all I've got here. My computer's being a little laggy.
All right, then. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I was just going to say that's survival training.
Yeah, CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. So, terribly sorry. Yeah.
CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. What's right there? Write it on
that's
there.
That's what. Well, I had printed out another sheet.
So write it on there now. Let's continue here. Glenn is in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. It's okay. We're just doing our business on the air here on Free Talk Live. What's so, Glenn, you're upset. You think we should be talking about more important matters than saggy pants bands. So go ahead. No, this is your chance. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I wonder how many attendees of the survival school, when you meet up in the original group, have their pants hanging down their butts.
Probably not very many at all.
Probably not very many, because these are productive people with some discipline. And first of all, if you actually acted in the physical world, bending, stooping, lifting, organizing, or putting boxes on shelves, or helping someone.
That's a good point.
Doing something, it's hard to work with your pants hanging down your butt. Even plumbers who are known for that, plumber's smile, pull them up because they only fell down by accident. Okay, and they're fat and out of shape. And
Glenn, I'm not here to defend the clothing style of the people who choose to wear saggy pants. I'm only defending their right to do it. I don't happen to agree with it. I've seen video of people trying to run with saggy pants, and that's a really bad idea. It doesn't tend to work out very well. Right. So, yeah.
My problem is, defend the rights of a pathological, narcissistic, immature, defiant attention.
Oh, for God's sake, you don't know a single one of these people, and you keep on rattling off this pathological, narcissistic thing.
Yeah,
I think it's as dumb as you do.
Immature.
Well, you don't. I mean, there's a chance that these people are just, they're not all immature, right? Like some
of them maybe they are immature, but so what? You were immature once, too. You know how you got mature, Glenn? You had to live through immaturity.
No, we're talking about late teens, early 20s. Slackers, parasites, not one of them has a, they don't go in punching on their responsible job, where they're pulling their weight and making a contribution to society, and then punch out of work and then go out and hang
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think that's a convenient stereotype.
Because stereotypes are stereotypes because they have a large component of truth in many cases.
But it certainly doesn't necessarily mean that everyone who wears saggy pants doesn't have a job, nor does it.
We're going to have, a MERS epidemic. Like, why don't you guys find something to
A MERS epidemic? All right, Glenn, this is what I tried to give you the
opportunity
to do. It's
called Free Talk Live, Glenn. You said you were an occasional listener of the show. You know what it's about. Call in and talk about what you want to talk about,
sir.
This
is your chance, Glenn. So far, all you've done is insult people and their clothing styles.
You guys, well, you know what? One reason I'm an infrequent listener, I hear you guys defending the right for people to be selfish jerks.
So we shouldn't defend other people's rights if we don't like the way they dress?
You defend all this peripheral, narcissistic, immature, selfish behavior. We really love to defend the rights of selfish, societally unproductive.
You know what? You know who needs the people who need defending, Glenn, and thank you for the call tonight. I've had enough.
Yeah, the people who need defending, the rights that need their rights defended are people that other people don't like.
Right. Yeah, the people that are marginalized.
It's the unpopular folks.
Popular people don't need their rights defended, Glenn. Yeah.
It's the unpopular people, the people who say things that are despicable in some cases, the people who look very funny in some ways, who maybe have attitudes that are unfriendly. I'm not saying I want to hang out with these people, but they should be free to live how they want, as long as they're not harming anyone else. And I'm sorry, but wearing saggy pants doesn't harm anyone. Mary Sue Rich, the city councilor in Ocala, she's the driving force behind the saggy pants ban.
Is that Mary Rich, who I would call a selfish, narcissistic, immature, blah, 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 using taxpayers' money to waste people's time on legislation like this, whether he supported that, I'll bet you that Glenn would say no. I'll bet you. Because he's, you know, I mean, he has that sound. If I had to make a guess, you got rid of him. I like to keep these guys on.
Well, Mark, we kept him on for quite a while, actually, and he just kept shouting, so.
Indeed.
Time's up.
Oftentimes these people are like, well, this shouldn't, obviously the politicians shouldn't have done that, but look, who are the villains here? Let's really, for a second here, who are the villains? The people who are, you know, underemployed and choose and think that it's a better idea to wear their pants low than to be productive? Are they the villains? Or are the politicians that want to go after people, that want to waste my money, you know, sending cops, hiring more cops to go chasing after people whose pants aren't high enough?
As far as I'm concerned, innocent until proven guilty, and just because somebody's wearing saggy pants doesn't mean that they're a criminal, doesn't mean that they're dangerous or have hurt anybody. It's just a silly clothing style. Now, there's an argument to be made that, you know, it could be more likely that a person who wears the sort of clothing might be more likely to be involved in criminal activity, but that's only if likely you include drugs as part of the criminal activity. If you take the drug war out, then maybe most of them probably aren't violent at all in any way, shape, or form. But you're welcome to share your thoughts and experience here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And I would like to add that there's no villain until there's an act, until somebody has been caught. And
like the politicians. I mean, those guys are actual villains. Like, they really are doing bad things day in and day out, passing laws to destroy people's lives, like these folks.
Well, I was going to say that all they've done is pass a law, and it doesn't become a crime until somebody gets their hands laid on them and a cop is dragging somebody away.
Still, though, it's simply on the pretext. Who are responsible for that.
They played their part, but they didn't lay their hands on someone else.
That's true. They have their henchmen doing it, and they have their dirt. You know, the henchmen are doing the dirty work for them. You know, if you hire somebody to put a hit out, or if you put a hit out on somebody, if you put a hit out on Mark, you're just as guilty as the person who executes the hit.
I'm not convinced of that.
You don't think so?
No, that's kind of a struggle that I've had. I've never had it conclusively proven to my satisfaction that if you contract with somebody to kill them, then you are a villain.
Wow, I don't know what I could say to convince you of that, Johnny Ray. What is it that makes you think you would not be a villain
just
doing that?
There's a phrase that I don't know where it came from that I've kept with me, and it goes like this. First is the deed. And before the deed happens, nothing of importance has happened. The deed is the only thing that counts for anything.
But isn't paying someone to kill somebody a deed also?
It's putting money in somebody else's hand. If they paid them and then the guy didn't kill the person.
So the politicians are irrelevant. It's the cops on the street and the soldiers in uniform. It's the privates and...
Johnny Ray, I'm disturbed by this.
Cops.
We're going to come back with more. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts as well. Coming up, Hour 2, Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com.
or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Teradanix. Life's getting better.